narrated Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, sent out 10 spies under the command of Aslim bin Thabit al-Ansari, the grandfather of Aslim bin Umar ibn al-Khattab. When they reached a place called Al-Hadha between Usfan and Mecca, their presence was made known to a sub-tribe of Hudhayl called Banu Lihan, so they sent about 100 archers after them. The archers traced the footsteps of the Muslims till they found the traces of dates which they had eaten at one of their camping places. The archers said, "These dates are of Yathrib, that is, Al-Madinah," and went on to tracing the Muslims' footsteps. When Aslim and his companions became aware of them, they took refuge in a high place. But the enemy encircled them and said, "Come down and surrender. We give you a solemn promise and covenant that we will not kill any one of you." Aslim bin Thabit said, "O people, as for myself, I will never get down to be under the protection of an infidel. O Allah, inform your Prophet, peace be upon him, about us." So the archers threw their arrows at them and martyred Aslim. Three of them came down and surrendered to them, accepting their promise and covenant. And they were Khubayb, Zayd bin al-Dathina, and another man. When the archers got hold of them, they united the strings of the arrow bows and tied their captives with them. The third man said, "This is the first proof of treachery. By Allah, I will not go with you, for I follow the example of these." He meant the martyred companions. The archers dragged him and struggled with him till they martyred him. Then Khubayb and Zayd bin al-Duthina were taken away by them, and later on, they sold them as slaves in Mecca after the event of the Battle of Badr. The sons of Al-Harith bin Amr bin Nawfal bought Khubayb, for he was a person who had killed their father, Al-Harith bin Amr, on the day of the Battle of Badr. Khubayb remained imprisoned by them till they decided unanimously to kill him. One day, Khubayb borrowed from a daughter of Al-Harith a razor for shaving his pubic hair, and she lent it to him. By chance, while she was inattentive, a little son of hers went to him, Khubayb, and she saw that Khubayb had seated him on his thigh while the razor was in his hand. She was so much terrified that Khubayb noticed her fear and said, "Are you afraid that I will kill him? Never would I do such a thing." Later on, while narrating the story, she said, "By Allah, I had never seen a better captive than Khubayb. By Allah, one day I saw him eating from a bunch of grapes in his hand while he was fettered with iron chains, and at that time there was no fruit in Mecca." She used to say, "It was food Allah had provided Khubayb with." When they took him to Al-Hil out of Mecca sanctuary to martyr him, Khubayb requested them, "Allow me to offer a 2-rak'ah prayer." They allowed him, and he offered 2-rak'ah prayer and then said, "By Allah, had I not been afraid that you would think I was worried, I would have offered more." Then he invoked evil upon them, saying, "O Allah, count them and kill them one by one, and do not leave any one of them." Then he recited, "As I am martyred as a Muslim, I do not care in what way I receive my death for Allah's sake, for this is for the cause of Allah. If he wishes, he will bless the cut limbs of my body." Then Abu Sarwar, Uqba bin al-Harith, went up to him and killed him. It was Khubayb who set the tradition of offering salah, prayer, for any Muslim to be martyred in captivity before he is executed. The Prophet, peace be upon him, told his companions of what had happened to those 10 spies. On the same day, they were martyred. Some Quraysh people, being informed by Asim bin Thabit's death, sent some messengers to bring a part of his body so that his death might be known for certain, for he had previously killed one of their leaders in the Battle of Badr. But Allah sent a swarm of wasps to protect the dead body of Aslim, and they shielded him from the messengers, who could not cut anything from his body.